From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister is blaming the Islamic State for Tuesday's suicide bombing at Istanbul's airport that killed 42 and wounded more than 200 others. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning Wednesday as security tightened at airports around the world, including the U.S., where lawmakers were given a classified briefing on ISIS. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says the triple suicide bombing at the airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State, and he warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. This is VOA News. Russia and